a front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
So I've really got to marry him?
Susan, dear, it's all settled.
Even if I do find him a wee bit repulsive?
I won't hear another word. I'm not letting you make me the laughing stock of my entire circle of friends. I'm going to announce your engagement to Armand next Sunday.
Oh, happy days.
For a girl who was just about to become engaged, Susan was hardly what might be called enthusiastic. And this in spite of the fact that the man in question was titled and of a most affectionate disposition. What could be the matter? Listen as Front Page Drama brings you an amusing story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that is distributed with the leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. That afternoon, Susan Reynolds, a pretty girl just 21 years old, who lived with an elderly aunt in a stately old Maryland mansion, had gone for a long walk. But now she was returning in a handsome blue convertible driven by a tousle-headed young man. Aunt Eloise, watching from behind the heavy lace curtains of the drawing room, wrinkled her nose in disgust.
Oh, Aunt Eloise, isn't it a beautiful day?
Who was that young man who drove you home, Susan?
Tom Colford. You know, the one you never let me invite here.
And I never will. The idea, grocer's son.
Tom's father owns a whole chain of groceries, Aunt Eloise.
Oh, don't be vulgar, Susan. A grocer is a grocer.
Perhaps. But all grocers aren't like my Tom.
That's enough, Susan. Sometimes I can't believe that I could have raised a girl with as little regard for breeding, for background, as you. But tonight, you're going to meet a real gentleman at last.
I don't know what you have in mind, Auntie, but I've got a date.
You'll have to break your date. Count Armand Moncrier is coming to dinner.
Count who?
Armand Moncrier. I had the pleasure of meeting him at Mrs. Buckley's tea last Thursday. Oh, such poise, such exquisite manners, the breeding of 14 generations in ability in his every gesture.
This I've got to see.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I said I can't wait to see him.
Ah, that's better. I've asked your Uncle Eugene to join us. He's coming down from New York on the 6:30 plane.
Oh, good old Uncle Gene. At least the evening won't be a total loss. Well, I guess I'll have to call Tom and break the sad news.
Oh, while you're about it, you may as well tell that young man you'll be busy from now on.
From now on? Who is this Count, anyway? The man who came to dinner? Yes, Tom, but you know how Aunt Eloise is. Dangle a title in front of her nose and she starts panting. See you tomorrow, darling. Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes Auntie. Goodbye.
I'm so disappointed I could cry.
Why, Aunt Eloise? Is the Count going to send us up?
No, it's Eugene. Oh. I've just had a wire from him. He can't get away.
That is bad news.
I did so want him to meet the Count. I've never known Eugene's judgment about people to be wrong. Not that I need anyone else's opinion in this case, but it would have been nice to have Eugene's blessing.
Blessing? Look here, Auntie, who's getting married?
Well, there's no need to beat about the bush. I should like nothing better than to see you become the Countess Moncrier. What a future for you. An ancestral castle near Paris, a villa at Cannes.
Well, Aunt Eloise, I don't know about the ancestral castle. I've heard they're drafty old rat traps, most of them. But the villa at Cannes sounds pretty good. If only the Count didn't have to go along with it.
Susan. Oh, here he is. Maria's showing him in. Now, please remember your manners. I shall never forgive you. Oh, Count Moncrier, what a pleasure to welcome you to our little home. May I present my niece? Susan, dearest, this is Count Armand Moncrier.
Hi.
I am enchanted to make your acquaintance, mademoiselle. You are indeed all that your charming aunt has told me about you.
Thank you, Count.
But let us have no titles, yes?
Oh?
I beg Mrs. Buckley to introduce me simply as Mr. Moncrier. But the dear lady couldn't resist her fascination for titles.
If you insist, we'll both call you Mr. Moncrier from now on.
I have a better suggestion. Call me Armand.
Oh, how perfectly delightful. Now, if you'll excuse me, Armand, I'll just go and tell Marie she may serve the cocktails.
Certainly, madame. Your aunt is a delightful woman, mademoiselle.
You know, you're not so bad yourself. Are you serious about not caring for the title?
If you only knew, it is only a source of embarrassment.
Is that so? Well, I want to be democratic, too. Call me Susan.
Enchanted. Susan, you are the most delightful girl I have ever seen. In my wildest imaginings, I have never pictured...
Say, this continental approach, not bad.
Susan had heard a good deal about Frenchmen, but even so, she was unprepared for Armand's impetuosity. It was a good thing her Aunt Eloise came back into the room when she did. Be listening for the conclusion of this front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly in just a moment. The whole family will find plenty of interesting things they never knew before in the American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that contains unusual features for the whole family. That's why it's enjoyed by readers in over 9.5 million homes from coast to coast. There are articles on science and medicine, helpful household, cooking, and beauty hints, also magnificently illustrated stories of romance, adventure, and mystery in the American Weekly. The whole family will love the true exciting stories in the American Weekly magazine, and it's available to you. The American Weekly is carried with a leading Sunday paper that's on sale in this city. So look for the American Weekly. Read it, and you'll see why it's become the nation's reading habit. And now back to our front page drama. The evening went off a good deal better than Susan had feared, as she rather enjoyed the novelty of a nobleman who preferred to ignore his title. In the weeks that followed, Armand came back again and again until...
Oh, Susan, to think that in a few days I shall be announcing your engagement.
I still think you're rushing into this, Aunt Eloise. I haven't quite forgotten Tom, you know.
Oh, bother Tom.
Oh, it's not that easy. Do you realize I haven't yet trusted myself out alone with that blue-blooded wolf for all I've known him 2 months?
Your reticence does you credit, dear.
Reticence, my foot. It's just plain self-preservation.
Well, it's nothing to worry about. After you're married, it'll all be different.
So I've really got to marry
him? Susan, dear, it's all settled.
Even if I do find him a wee bit repulsive?
I won't hear another word. I'm not letting you make me the laughing stock of my entire circle of friends. I'm going to announce your engagement to Armand next Sunday.
Happy days. Gosh, I'm glad I caught up with you.
Well, Susan, hey, what's the idea of popping out of bushes at me? And why that frantic telegram? Come at once or all is lost. Now, tell me, what goes on around here anyway?
It's Aunt Eloise and the Frenchman. I just can't cope with them any longer.
Oh, what do you mean?
Let me sit in the car and I'll explain. Look, Uncle Gene, you know how much I love Aunt Eloise and how grateful I am for all she's done for me.
Yes.
Well, I just can't refuse her anything. But this thing, it's just too much. I don't love Armand, and I won't marry him. How can I tell her that without breaking her heart?
Well, what's the matter with him?
I can't begin to tell you. But even if he were perfect, it's Tom I love. Tom Colford. Oh, you don't know him yet. Oh, you can take my word for it. He's a darling.
Well, then you'll just have to lay down the law to her.
I've tried to time and time again. But Armand is a count, and Tom is... Oh, he's in his father's grocery business.
Mm.
Oh, you've got to help me, Uncle Gene.
Well, I'll see what I can do, Susan. Now, let's drive over to the house.
Well, Eugene, what do you think of Armand? Isn't he just too divine?
You better ask me what I think of you.
Of me?
Yeah. You know, I admire your democratic spirit.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I always thought you were a little on the snobbish side, and here you are welcoming a waiter into the family.
A waiter?
Certainly. I've seen your count dozens of times at the Mossbound restaurant with a napkin over his arm.
Well, this is impossible. Miss Buckley introduced him as a count, Count Armand Moncrier. He told me he has castles, villas. He said his family is centuries old.
Well, his family may be centuries old, but whose family isn't?
Oh.
No, I think you've been taken, my girl, and by the oldest dodge of all.
Oh, that horrible man, that despicable impostor. Eugene, how are we going to get rid of him?
Well, now, you just leave it to me, Eloise. I'll see him first thing in the morning. Well, Armand, now that you're about to be married, I suppose you'll be looking for a job. Now, why not come up to New York, and I'll see what I can do for you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Potter, but why should I be looking for a job? After all, a man in my position...
Oh, then you have money?
Well, not very much, but that is unimportant, since I understand that your niece is very wealthy.
Susan wealthy? Say, what gave you that idea?
Why, everyone says so.
Well, it's a great mistake to listen to rumors, Armand. However, lots of young couples get along in a shoestring these days. Now, I could find you a job, and I'm sure Susan wouldn't mind working herself, at least until the first baby comes along.
Mr. Potter, if you will excuse me, I have suddenly a very severe headache.
Well, now, I'm very sorry to hear that, Armand.
Please tell Susan I will communicate with her shortly. Good morning, sir.
Aunt Eloise, listen to this letter from the Count.
Oh.
And so, my dear Susan, I'm sure you'll understand that I must return to France immediately to look after my poor grandmother, the Marquise. Au revoir until a happier time.
His grandmother, the Marquise. Huh. Thank heaven you're out of it, Susan, dearest.
After what Uncle Jean told him about me, Armand is probably thanking heaven, too.
Susan, that nice boy who used to take you driving, the one whose daddy owns a whole chain of grocery stores, Tom Colford, I believe his name is, do you think he might like to come over to lunch?
Oh, Aunt Eloise, I could kiss you. In fact, I think I will.
Really, Susan?
Don't let anyone tell me Frenchmen don't have their uses. I'll never forget Armand as long as I live.
And indeed, Count Armand Moncrier had been no ill wind for Susan. When she married Tom Colford shortly thereafter, it was with the warmest approval of Aunt Eloise. This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. Susan Reynolds, in today's front-page drama, rebelled against marriage to someone whom she didn't love. Another romantic rebel of earlier years was the famous little Lily Hitchcock, who shocked San Francisco with her unusual behavior, but who was beloved by all who really knew her. Only poor health was able to break the indomitable spirit of this famous beauty. You'll want to read Lily and the Fireman, a story appearing the October 8th issue of the American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that is distributed with leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. In it are vivid true stories written expressly for the American Weekly by the world's finest writers. Stories of romance, stories from behind the scenes of high society, unusual adventures, and revealing first-person recollections by famous personalities. These, together with daring and imaginative illustrations, many of them in full color, have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit. Why not enjoy it yourself? Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that contains the American Weekly and join in the nation's reading habit.